Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. Check, check, check. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it is time for Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. Ty is live on location, and we also want to talk to you in the live chat. So please do feel free to jump in the live chat. Fridays are always interesting. We never know exactly what we're going to do. I mean, we have an idea, but often that idea isn't culminated until the final days right before the show. So we don't have a special feature guest today, but we will talk more about that. Before we do, I just want to say, please do feel free to leave a like, whether you're live or on demand. Feel free to leave a like, and if you are on demand, go ahead and put it in the YouTube comments below. If you're joining by podcast, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And feel free, if you are live, click share, click copy, or you can actually do it after the fact. And grab that YouTube link, text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to a friend, say, you know what? You're a dealer. You're growing your car shipping network. You should talk to these guys. And it's already happening. What people are doing, people are going to autotransportintel.com. They click on sign up. They become an ATI insider. They talk to Ty. They join the network. They join the roundtable. Get the email. Maybe be on a show. We'd love to have you on the show. You can always email me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. This is the Car Shipping Business Channel, so that's what we'll talk about. So if it's about avocados and baking, probably not. But if it's about growing a car shipping network, whether it's ports, terminals, auctions, dealership, dispatching, brokering, driving, owner-operating, tech companies, insurance, regulations, DOT compliance, I think you see what we're talking about. I think you're picking up what we're laying down. So speaking of, let's go check in with Ty. Ty, what's going on, man?
Hanging out in the transport parking lot, like always. Can you hear me?
Always. I see you. I hear you. Thank you so much for taking the time today. So, man, where are you?
I'm at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City Mo, in the transport parking lot. I haven't been here all day, though. So there's all kinds of things to talk about that I'm kind of excited about. First, the roundtable's coming up, and that's always a good show. Always enjoy getting to see everybody's face, get to hear everybody, what they're doing, how they're doing. Then we'll probably talk more about that in a minute. We also have we're going to show a video here in a minute, Jay. I think that we might have that queued up. Our friends at Black Book and ARI, Paul Machine and Mike Buchanan, they're going to put together an event. I don't remember the date, but I want Jay to play the video so you guys can try to get signed up for it. I think they're trying to tell us something that might be important for you and your business.
All right, so here we go.
Yeah.
So you're ready. All right. This is Mike's video. I haven't even seen this yet. I'm going to hit play. He put it on LinkedIn today, right?
Yeah. Okay. I found it. Paul reposted. That's how I found it.
All right, cool. Yeah, I was in a meeting, so here we go.
Hello, everyone. Mike Buchanan from ARI's Remarketing Solutions. Just a friendly reminder that ARI's Remarketing Solutions will be hosting an upcoming webinar that is targeted specifically to credit unions and auto financial professionals. During this webinar, ARI will be focusing on the used vehicle marketplace, plus the return of repossessions. ARI will also have an interesting case study that looks at ways to achieve higher resale values in all markets. This session, titled CU Outlook, Repossessions and Remarketing, will take place on June 9th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To register, check out the link in the post, and as you register, feel free to add some important questions you'd like answered during our time together. If you have any questions, please let me know. I hope you could join us on the 9th.
Awesome. So that's June 9th. So then, all right. So then I minimize the video. Now here's the LinkedIn post. This is what Paul shared. Let's go to Mike's original post. All right, so credit unions and auto finance professionals, as a reminder, ARI is hosting a free webinar. Okay, so, and here's the link. The sign-up link is here. I'm going to click it. Let's see where it goes. cuoutlook.splashthat.com is where you go to register. So it's on the ARI page. Now, June 9th, that's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, what day is
Wednesday.
That?
Oh, that's Wednesday. I'm going to be live with Brian.
What time is it?
It's at noon Central, Wednesday the 9th.
Well,
now, I can catch the second half, but I'm going to miss the first half because I'm going
to
be live.
I'll try to get signed up and watch it. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get signed up. Let's see what else he says. Best practices, remarketing, and then let's see what Paul shared. Oh, I lost Paul's share. Huh. Oh, here we go. All right, join ARI and Black Book, Repossession Outlook, Regulation Stimulus Spending, How to Be Prepared, Remarketing Outlook, Historically Strong, 21 Outlook, Supply Issues. So, yeah, I read that because we do know, you know, our audience knows that we test the boundaries of patience. Welcome to Cars on the Move, where we test the boundaries of patience. And what I mean by that is that I know, because I've seen it in the live chat. I'll be talking about, you know, remarketing or repo, and somebody's like, how much overhang can I have with my two car? Meaning like, Jay, I'm not listening to what you're talking about. And I really don't care, and I want you to stop talking about it. I just want to talk about straps. And I have no problem with that, actually. I've learned to enjoy it. But at the same time, seeing our views are dropping off, they're like, oh my God. What are you guys talking about? Are you guys talking about avocados and baking again? Are you guys making muffins? No, we're not making muffins. We're talking about remarketing and repo. Ty, why did you want to bring up that post? I think I said enough.
Yeah, well, how does that impact your car hauling business, Jay? How do repos have anything to do with hauling a car or a strap? What do repos have to do with hauling a car or a strap or 2 foot overhang? Just asking.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, so I just grabbed the link out of the live chat here. Okay, so I just posted the link, Abraham. Abraham's going to go sign up. Look, even though we're making muffins and testing patience, we got one. I love that on Ghostbusters. We got one. Abraham, thank you so much for asking for the link. Even if you just check out 5 minutes. You know, I'm going to say this. This is a dangerous show today. the way I became the head of a car shipping business channel is by tuning in to stuff that I didn't really know. Right? I do that every day. I must have, I think I got a screw loose because I tune in to material literally every day. I watch and read things and listen to things I don't know anything about. But if it has to do with automotive, if there's a car involved, I know there's transport in there somewhere.
Hey, buddy.
Oh,
good. How are you doing?
Good.
Remember my buddy Jay?
Yeah, how's it going?
What's going on?
Jaime? Yeah. How's it been going? This is the driveway guy. This is, I talk about driveway all the time.
Yeah.
I love driveway. You've been busy?
It's been a little weird week with the being off on Monday.
Usually Mondays go get it for you.
Yeah.
Go get it. So we go to the auction or to the dealer, bring your drivers, bring them back.
Yep.
And then when the sale's over, whatever.
Yep. So Thursday afternoon after the sale, we're usually delivering.
Yeah.
And Friday delivering. I'm picking up a couple to bring back today, but mostly just delivering.
People
don't know what the final number was. The percentage of their sale was a little lower than it has been. I think just with the holiday weekend, last weekend kind of changed things. So there wasn't as many dealers here yesterday for the sale as there has been lately.
I'm going to send a guy. I've met a guy through our show.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him to talk to you about helping you.
Yeah.
Maybe you might need it.
Always need help.
We'll work with it.
always need help.
No
matter what's going on.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for helping. That's Jaime, the driveway guy. I always talk about driveway guys, right? Why do I talk about driveway guys?
Why do you talk about driveway?
Well, they need help, number one. Car dealers sometimes like them, sometimes don't. Just depends on the dealer, right? There's different dealers that have different preferences. Some dealers prefer don't drive my car, but these guys are faster than the car haulers. What does that tell you? That tells you car dealers want their cars fast. So we can work with guys like this. Maybe we don't make the big money we want, but what we do, trade-off, okay? Some people might call it buying business. I don't know what you want to call it, but I call it long game. You get in with a guy like this and you keep going to the same dealer, you're building a what, Jay? It's a relationship, and you're building trust. Now this guy knows you, and now this guy starts asking you, do you go anywhere else? Do you do anything else, right? You made a friend with the dealership through the driveway guy. The driveway guy knows all the car dealers, right? He knows how many cars they've got. He knows how many they bring in every week, how many they buy every week. This guy is a great asset for you and your business at the auction that you frequent. Does that make sense at all?
Well, so you just made me think of like an ant farm. You're an ant in an ant farm. It would really benefit if you knew what all the ants were doing. If you're an ant in an ant farm and you're walking around like, God, I don't know. There's all these ants here. I don't know what they do. I don't know where this tunnel goes. That's going to be a problem. But if you know what the other ants are doing and where all the tunnels go, all right, Jay, I think you got the point. But it's good to know people at the auction.
That's my point.
Well, it is. And that's another thing is that you know what's happened. Hey, what's up, John? John's in the live chat. What's going on? John at Finest Towing Recovery, also Eddie at 54 Transport. Sorry I didn't get to meet up with you, but you know what, Eddie? We get it, man. People are busy, and routes change. You got to adapt. One phone call can change your whole day, unfortunately.
So here's a good segue into what I call the lurkers, right? The lurkers. Say it.
Lurkers.
Yeah. Jay and I have these conversations when nobody's around occasionally about, we're pretty sure that there are a lot of people that watch this show that we don't even know about. So cool story. I'm going to leave names and stuff out for now. Hopefully it'll all come together. Hey buddy, what do you do here?
I'm a CR writer.
CR?
Yep. That means I inspect
condition reports. Yep, condition reports. Walk us through that process, would you?
Wait,
this is my buddy Jay.
Sorry, you guys caught me.
What's your name?
I'm Tanner.
Tanner, you're a CR?
Yep.
CR writer.
So basically, what we do is we'll take pictures of the car.
How do you take pictures with a camera?
We got a tablet. Some of us have tablets. Some of us have little called Zebras. They're kind of like a little iPhone, little machine type thing. But we'll take pictures of them.
Where do you do that? Here or down there?
Yeah, right over here in these rows over here.
Are you going that way? Oh, you do it outside unless it's bad weather. Then you bring them in here?
Yeah, and then we'll bring them in the base.
Okay, got it.
So if it's ever raining or anything, then we'll bring them in here and we'll do them in here.
How many CR guys are there?
Right now, I think we have eight or nine. We used to have 12, but a couple of them left. So
is that a hard job?
Do
you have to go to school to learn the codes?
No.
Do you have codes?
Yeah, we have codes, but
it's pretty easy.
They can teach it all right here pretty easily. I mean, if you can handle repetition and can handle it and have a brain, can learn it.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not too difficult to learn.
Like, how many do you think you do a day, maybe? Ballpark, you by yourself.
25 to 30.
25 to 30 cars a day, you by yourself?
Yeah. And so
you do the walk around outside. Do you got to do inside?
Yeah.
Inside, what do you look for on the inside?
Just for any like cuts or tears in the dash or cluster lens on the odometer.
Can you do smell?
We don't usually put smell, but if there's stained seats or something like that, we'll do the stained seats.
Cigarette burns. Cuts, tears.
Holes, yeah, all that.
All that. That's just kind of look in.
Yeah, you peek in, and we actually get inside the car to take pictures of the dash and everything. And while we're there, we'll look at the headliners and everything around, from the weather trim around the doors.
So on your tablet, everything. Does it have the check? Like, I did that.
Yeah, it's got like a little thing above us, and we have like sections that we go through. And usually, some of us have different processes. because, you know, we're different. So some of us will do pictures first. Some of us will do like the condition report first. Some of us will do tires first. Just kind of depends. But yeah, we have a little check process. And then once we go to upload it, it'll tell us if we missed anything or if we need to go back, do something else. But yeah, this
that's cool.
Not Tanner. Too hard. Yeah, Tanner.
Jay, you got any questions for Tanner?
Yeah, what's
up? Oh, man, Tanner, thank you so much. I just was thinking, you know, I mean, what you do is a vital function. I mean, dealers are really relying on that condition report. So
yeah, you hear that?
Oh, yeah, we hear deal. It a lot, or at least, I mean, they tell us in our meetings that they talk about it, but I've never heard it personally. But so, yeah,
exactly. That means a lot. That's why I'm echoing. It is. It's amazing. I mean, they think it's a big deal. So, yeah. And just like for drivers, when they do inspection reports, again, it's a big deal to the shipper or the broker or the customer. So 25 to 30.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a YouTube. I told him we're car hauler guys. So when we take the car out, we have to take pictures. And hopefully when it gets where it's going, it matches your picture.
It matches the same picture.
Exactly.
Yeah, understand it.
Hopefully it matches your picture.
I was about to say, whenever they bring them in, we try to take pictures on them immediately. So like if the dealer comes back to us and they're like, oh, this wasn't here when I dropped it off, we can go to the CR and be like, yeah, it was, or no, it wasn't.
Then if it doesn't match, then we go back to the car hauler.
Yeah, we go back to a lot of people if it doesn't match.
Who did this?
Yeah, it goes to a blame game after that.
And I'm not.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. That was awesome. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. If you have any questions, I mean, I'll be out here all day. So
cool.
I'll be out here somewhere.
So the car gets dropped off right there, and then it comes in.
Yeah, they check it in, and then they bring it down here into these
rows. Row right here.
Yeah, and then we separate them by, like, repo cars go to the farthest side.
Way down there?
Yeah, far, all the way to the fence. And then it goes to, like, fleet lease stuff. And then it goes to, like, Honda cars, L120s, and then detail cars for, like, the ones we put out onto the lot and everything for the sale. And
then the picture, then it goes to detail, right?
Some cars. It just depends on the cars because certain dealers. Companies. Yeah.
Some guys.
So DM they got to pay for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. How much is a detail? Do you know?
I'm not 200% on that. I'm
probably more
than
$50.
Oh, I know we have different packages. Yeah. So we have like a wash and back package. I think that's our cheapest one.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way up to like a full detail.
Full blown.
Yeah. So
sweet.
Cool. I'm not too sure on the prices, but if you go into the office area, I'm sure they got all the details probably more than I would.
Awesome. Well, thanks, man.
You guys have a good day.
All right. See
you. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Wow. That's great, man. So I was
talking about CRs the other night.
We talk about CRs more and more, which again, speaking about dangerous material and comfort zones, I don't hear people talk about condition reports in auto transport. And I find that unfortunate because everybody else in automotive talks about condition reports constantly. Which is one of the reasons why you'll have dealers in a group and you'll have transporters in a group and they're not talking together because they talk about different things. And I want to help stop that.
Yeah, well, okay, so we can go two ways with this conversation. I want to go with ATI in the platform, okay? Back to the lurker. Then we'll tie into CRs, auctions, and Black Widow, my new favorite topic. So this platform that you built, the lurker that we were talking about a minute ago, there are people that watch this show that actually take advantage of the content that you put together, Jay puts together. So this last Tuesday night was Black Widow. I got to be a part of that from, say, start to Tuesday night. And one of the things that I don't think people really completely understand is exactly how time-consuming and tricky it is to get everybody together for a pre-show and then get everybody together on the show, and how it, as a viewer, you know, just watching, you're like, wow, that's really cool. But there's a lot that goes into it. So with that said, the platform that you've built, Jay, has built a community, in my opinion, and we have an incredible network of reliable people, right? So for example, this lurker that I'm talking about that signed up for ATI Insider, gave me a call. We're talking. he's specifically saying, I watch your show. I never in the live chat. I don't, no boo, no hi, nothing. Okay. But I do take advantage of the content you're putting out. A matter of fact, I got a hold of Julie at Nationwide. I'm doing business with Julie now. Julie loves me. Okay. Julie was solid. Julie comes on the show twice, maybe. Julie, Nebraska, Nationwide, needs carriers, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I also got a hold of Brian, the DOT guy. Yeah. And I also got a hold of Lionel. And I also got a hold of Sue, right? And so, you know, it's cool to see, again, it's organic what you built, Jay. And I personally appreciate it, but it's organic. The names I just rattled off there, those people have contributed their time, their energy, their money, and they're legit. They're real. And they're accessible. And I'm thinking, do you know how powerful this is, really? It's a very powerful tool. And we've got our buddies like Black Widow. We've got our buddies like Paul Machine, the Black Book, putting out incredible data to help us build our business. So I keep going, the list is long, but I think you get the point. And you made a comment the other day. I took, after this phone call, I got to call Jake because it really gave me goosebumps. It's a testament to what we're trying to build, what we're trying to offer. No, we're not telling people get in the car home. No, there's a lot to this that you probably should figure out before you go spend any money.
I'm glad you said that, because I want to say this is that, and that's why, I got the money. I don't fan out the money other than dispatching live. But I will say this, I hate to be such a critic, but I now, when I see videos being posted where they're shooting money everywhere, I'm like, man, that's fine if that's what you did. You got to start somewhere. I get that. But if you're doing that 10 videos later, please stop. Please don't make the money shooter video for the next 6 months. It's not that you can't make money right now, but if people come into Auto Transport thinking that it's just a money shooter, holy cow. That's why so many people go out of business so fast. Because you and I both know, man, you're the one talking to people. It is one heck of a revolving door. For everyone coming in, there's one going out. Like every day, it is nuts. And the people going out are the ones watching all the money shooter videos.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, because in talking to the lurker, it's like, yeah, I really wish I wouldn't have bought my one ton and my 3-car trailer. Right.
Oh, I can't imagine the equipment regret stories you hear all the time.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, that could be a whole show, equipment regret.
Yeah, but yeah. If you listen and you hear the intent, the desire, the motive, the situation, hey, don't beat yourself up over that. We can make this work. Let's try this. Maybe 3 months. Let's try that.
And that's where the network you're talking about. And that network, by the way, they're going to be on Tuesday night. We have Tuesday night is a Wheel of Topics, which we kind of bring up the all-stars of the network to, spin the wheel and have some fun. That's Tuesday night. I also want to say this, Alan. So, hey, shout out to Sophia at Super Dispatch. You know what she did? I'm not sure in what way business-wise, was in touch with this guy, Alan, at 74auto.com. Now, his business is 74auto. He's got a couple businesses. His website is 74auto.com. Go to 74auto.com. He is going to be on Cars on the Move next Friday because Sophia connected us. We had a meeting. I brought you in. You were there yesterday. We just met yesterday. Suddenly, we're going to do a show Friday. That's how it works.
It's a network. Yeah. Community.
It's a community. It's a network. And we're getting to know him. I don't know Alan. Just met him yesterday. But through that meeting, I understand, there's a real business proposition here. And that is, this is one gigantic community And one show at a time, we can get to know each other on Auto Transport Intel.
Yeah. And it's working. You know, you've put in a lot of hours, a lot of time, and what are you at? 192, 93 Tuesday nights consecutive, back to back, live. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So,
Black Widow.
Black Widow is where we're going next. Black Widow. We just talked to Tanner. We talked to him. I don't know if anybody can do this or wants to do this, but if you go to Tuesday nights live, last Tuesday night, if you haven't watched it, go back, or if you did watch it, go back and listen to this guy, Steve. Am I back?
Yeah, you're good. Phone call.
Go, this guy, Steve. No, my battery, for some reason, keeps burning out. I don't know where we're at on time, but
okay.
I got the low battery notification.
All right.
Probably need a new phone. Anyway, Steve was the auction guy. He's owns an auction and he owns car haulers. And he's got a lot of interesting information that is connected to auctions, dealers, and transport, right? And so he's buddies with Jason, who Jason is the Black Widow guy, right? Remember him? Okay.
Yeah.
So we keep talking about these photos. We keep talking about Black Widow. And there's a reason we're talking about it. And I think the reason is if you just watch that conversation between Tanner and I, did you catch the part where, yeah, when the car comes in, we want to take pictures of it quick?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I just shared a link to Steve at Montana. It's Auto Auction of Montana. I put that in the link. And I also put the Black Widow show, more importantly. If you go to the Black Widow show from Tuesday night, click on the link in the live chat and go to look in the video description. This is the inside stuff right here. Go to the video description below that video and you'll see Steve Gerch, Auto Auction of Montana. Click on that and you can go right to the section where Steve talks. That was gold.
That was.
Yeah.
that was a wow.
Because he's laying it down how he sees additional revenue and importance of where physical meets digital.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really powerful. And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know where this is going, but I can really see a lot of potential to not just work with the auction, work with the dealer, which to me, that's paramount. But in doing that, benefiting from it. And I keep going back to Scott Kolb. I always mess his last name up, but Scott, when we had him on the show and we were talking about it, and he said, yeah, it's called chain of custody. I can't get that out of my head because it's right. So I've thought a lot about it. So what do we do as car haulers? We get the load, right, from broker, load board, dealer, maybe an auction. We get the information we need to go get the load. We get to the auction, we find the cars, we load them, and we leave. We take our pictures and we take them to the dealer. Some guys that do a lot of volume, I would pay somebody to stage, pull the cars out for us so we didn't have to spend time in the auction. Our time's important. And where I'm going with this is back to Black Widow. I'm saying, if there's a way for the carrier to say, all right, I will be 100% responsible for any car that leaves the gate after it leaves the gate. So, you know, in Ty's world, you're leaving the gate, you stop, Black Widow takes pictures all the way around. There's your timestamp. It's going to XYZ car hauler. You're responsible from now until it gets delivered. Now, some people might, I don't want to do that, Ty, because bad things happen when you pull cars out and you're not there. And that is true. I've had it happen. Cars get stolen. Cars get all kinds of bad things. If that happens, you're still on the hook, right? So why not just man up and own it? That's what I would do. So saving the time, again, you know, I mean, we're under this time pressure, not just time. The dealer wants his cars. Got the stupid DOT riding our beep.
All right, okay, I'm gonna jump in. It's 12:30. We're going to talk for a few more minutes. Scouting, just with what you're talking about, chain of custody, carpooling, time, this concept of I know carriers are busy, but if they can be a bit of a scout for the dealer, at least in mindset, you don't have to be driving around talking to dealers, but dealers know this. Carriers see things the dealers don't. Dealers would have to get in their car and drive around. You know, I was coming back from lunch, and I saw a car sitting in a lawn, a Mercedes-Benz, for sale by owner. A dealer would love to know about that car. The carrier is driving around constantly. If there was a way, and Paul Machine is very into this idea, if there was a way for carriers to communicate with dealers what they're seeing out on the road, dealers want to know. And this is not an insane idea. Somebody's going to do this. I don't know. Might already exist. ICAnotherCar.com, right? So I want to say that. But we have Tuesday night, we talked about Wheel of Topics. Final topic is Roundtable. Ty, we have another roundtable. We're going to do it. We haven't had one in a while. We're going to do it June 22nd. Ty, what do we need to know?
June 22nd. Well, June 22nd, you need to know you need to be there. If you've ever talked to me, doesn't matter. I'll reach out to you. But it's going to be hard to say. I hadn't really put a lot of thought into it, what we're going to talk about. But I do know we'll talk about, you know what we might do? We might bring a guest with us. You know what I mean? We've done that, I think, once, and that went really well. Maybe twice, but...
Yes, we should have a featured guest. So, okay. So, and that's cool. You know what? Here's what's so cool. If you're joining us now, because I put Ty on the spot a bit. Ty is so busy. I'm busy, too. We haven't even planned June 22nd. But we're doing that now. Welcome to the community. Welcome to the live meeting. So we know we have to have a feature guest. Okay, here we go. I'm the note man. All right, so I got notes. All right, so we know we need our feature guest, which we've had like Julie or Robbie or John. That carrier feature guest is awesome, right?
Yeah, like it might be cool to get. I don't think we've had Joe.
Oh my
god,
Joe's
gonna be on
Let's
the round
Let's get Joe
table.
To do it. Oh, we got to get Joe.
I think Joe would be a good one to have.
Oh,
I love Joe, man. Dude, right. That guy is incredible.
Joe Bercari's going to be on carriers. Tuesday night. He's insane. Dude, if you haven't seen EV Transport Plug-In, where Joe dominated, Joe just took over. He just took the wheel. I didn't even know that was going to happen.
Man, incredible.
But we'll stay focused. I'm going to share the link. If you haven't watched EV Transport Plug-In with Joe... there's the link. Okay, so let's keep going. So we got Joe as our carrier feature. Then we're going to open the floodgates and we want... That's okay, Ty, we'll be right back. We're going to open the floodgates and we want you... Here we go. We want you to join us on the June 22nd Car Shipping Roundtable live on Auto Transport Intel. This is carriers, dispatchers, brokers, dealers, OEMs, auctions, insurance, tech companies, everybody's invited. Now, we know the focus is on carriers growing their business. But we also know that if you're in any of those other verticals, you can benefit by meeting more carriers and hearing them actually talk.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's honestly better to not have a topic because I personally enjoy hearing, you know, first person that comes to mind is Catherine, you know, anytime she shows up and I enjoy getting, it's like getting caught up, you know, what are you doing? What are you experiencing? And I think people benefit from that as well, to hear what other people are doing, what other people are wrestling with, how they're dealing. So there definitely will be a lot of that. But it's just always good to have couple guys that have been in there doing it for a long time to throw in some extra tips, tricks, and whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's right. It is it's an unscripted, unplanned conversation, and they're like 2 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah, this it is definitely it. Rolls.
And this is the only opportunity. I mean, otherwise we're live, We have the live chat. What's going on? Thanks for saying hello. Thank you, Nat. Nat says hello to everyone from Elite Auto Carriers. Love the network you're creating, Jay. Thanks. Thank you, Nat. Thank you. Thanks for being a part of our community. And so this is our chance to finally see everybody. Grab a chair, grab a cup of coffee, maybe an extra Danish. Sit in the circle and let's talk. And we're all live together in a Zoom meeting. Vistaga will try to make it. So here's what you want to do.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'd love Vistaga to come. That'd be great.
I would love that too. Even if you can't make it, I put Ty's phone number. Call him, text him, bother him. Right? Let him know you want to be there. Even if your plans fall through or they change, let Ty know. Hey, I want to be there. I want to be part of the car shipping roundtable on June 22nd on Tuesday nights live. And this is, I start the show at 8. I'll bring in Ty at 8:40. We'll introduce Joe. And then at 9 o'clock, the floodgates open, 2-hour meeting. Make extra strong coffee.
Yeah. That last couple we've had have been really good. So
it's been a great
hopefully Joe can make it too. Well, I'll check in with him, but.
Yeah.
Other than that, if you can get out of debt, get out of debt. If you can pay attention to what's going on in the world, I recommend that. And if you need help, you've got my number. Give me a call. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and keep it real.
Right on. Well said, man. Thank you so much, Ty, for everything you do. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you stay safe. And, oh my gosh, man. By the way, I just want to say this. This one's for you, buddy. Went to Walmart last night. No masks. Yeah! Woo! I mean, nobody was wearing them. Except for the employees. Except for the employees.
Thank God. Dr. Fauci may be getting fired.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ty.
Is anybody going to apologize for me being out here licking doorknobs last year?
Ty, I just want to...
In front of me all the time?
Ty, I just want to apologize for you licking doorknobs all last summer.
Okay. Thank you. It's about time.
Okay, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine.
All right. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, everybody.